You have a question like this. Says Sofik Ben Tishla Rishon, you have a doubt whether the kid was a 9-month-old baby from the first husband, or then Shibli Achron, or whether it was a 7-month-old baby from the second husband. Here the case was the first husband died, and they thought they had no children, and then she had a mitzvah Yibram with the brother. And then after she made Yibram with the second brother, 7 months later she gave birth. So that she gave birth maybe after 7 months. So the Rocher is in this case Yoytzei. Now the Maisa, now the mother has to have a get from the second one, because maybe really she was pregnant from the first husband. If she was pregnant from the first husband, then there's no mitzvah Yibum. And therefore now you're not allowed to live with your brothers, with the brothers. She can't live with her husband's brother. There's Nisaresha Sach. So therefore Lochus Yoytzei, but Tavlat Kosher. This kid is kosher, not a man, a mamashach. Either he's a son from the first husband, so it was Behetta, or else in the Tzad was a son from the second husband, also with Smuta. Because on the Tzad was not from the first husband, then when the first one was made, there was no children. So therefore there would be a Mitzvah Yibum. So a mamashach, the kid is kosher. But V'chaye B'yashim Toli, both the mother now and the second brother, they have a chiv to bring a Noshim Toli, because it's a suffix, maybe they live together, the Isra Shesach. So the question is, so why the chayiv? So Moshe says again, Echnam, I'll tell you, Mani Rebelezi, this Mishnah goes according to Rebelezi Shita, that Rebelezi tackles not like Krav, according to Rebelezi, it does not have to be Yeshlevar Isuri. And Moshe says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravuron, Omar Rav, what's going to be, Hoyu Lefona, Shtei Chatichas, the person has front of him two pieces. One was treifa chelev, the achas shoshum, and one was kashra fats. The ochal achas yamir from one of them. The any day is not for sure ezim ochal, which one he ate from. The locher is chayiv. He's chayiv and korban noshim toli. He has a doubt whether he did the aver or not. So he's chayiv and noshim toli. What's going to be chaticha? There's one piece there. Sofik shochelev, sofik shoshumin. We have a doubt what that piece was lechatchila. And now we forgot the Ochlan Yedit, and later realizes that he ate it. Locher is potter, he's potter from the Korban Noshim Toli. Now, Omer Rav Nachman says, this was Rav Nachman from Rav Rav Omer, the name of Rav. Now, the Omer Rav Nachman says, my time with the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Because Rav holds that Shtei Chatichos Ikri Surah. When you have two pieces there, meaning to say there was one Vader piece of Chelev there, that's called Kvias. That we know for sure there was an Issa here. Now, if you eat one of the two, that's when the Torah said you have to bring a Korban Noshim Toli. Mashenken Chatich Achas, there was only one piece there. And you have a doubt what it was, Leikavi Surah, it's not for sure because there was Issa there. And so that's not called Ikvi Surah, therefore that's the Svar of Rav to say that you're potter from a Korban Noshim Toli. This is like the third reason why to say you need two pieces there and not just one piece. Before we had a shout to say because of the Pasuk Mitzvois, or else because of Eshel of our Isurei, and now Rav Nachman saying a third reason. Because of Ikva Isurei, you have to have like a Vadai Sofik there to know Vadai there is at least one piece of Israel. That's a Chosh of a Sofik, that like breaks the Cheskas Hetam, therefore we say Yechai B'Korban Oshem Toli. Now the Gemara says, Ma'ikva Ben Ikva Isurei Leshi'i Eshel of our Isurei, like what's the difference between Rav Nachman Svaro and Rav Zeira Svaro? So Mora says, there will be a difference, Kagoyin, Shoy Lefonov Shtei Chatichas. There were two pieces in front of you. Achash Shachelov Yachash Shal Shumin. So the Chachilas called, there was Ikvei Surah, or two pieces here. Ovo Oivik Kechovim B'yochlas Rishayno, or Goy came along and ate the first piece. Ovo Yisro, then Yisro came B'yochlas Rishayno and ate the second one. So the Rav, according to Rav Svaro, Lekha Mitzvahs. Midna the Yochal Yisrael. The time when the Yisrael ate the second piece, there was no two pieces there. So now it's not called right now. Achas Mishtei Mitzvahs. Therefore, he reported from Noshim Toli. The Reb Zeira Iyef Shlevar Yisurei. According to Reb Zeira, also he'll be reported from the Korban Noshim Toli. Because at the time when the Yisrael ate the second piece, there was no more first piece around. There's nothing left over to check it out. Even Mavaya to check clearly to know what he ate. So therefore, you'll be reported from Noshim Toli. For the Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, Svar and Rav, that Ikvi Sura, yes, this is called Kviyas Yisurim, because the Chachila, when you first started out, you had two pieces there. Therefore, when the second Yisurim, when the second piece is eaten by the Yisrael, Hidvi Chai B'Korban Noshim Toli, Achidish. even at the time when he eats it, the first piece was eaten already, we look as if it's one big suffix here. And we know, l'chatchila, there was a vada piece of issa here. That's the svarim. That once we know for sure there's a vada piece of issa here, that breaks the cheskes heta. Now we have to be afraid that the Jew ate the vada issa. So even though it's true, it's only a suffix whether you ate it or not, this is the case that is chayav a korban oshem. So this will be called ikfi surah. Mash is though we pass like Rav Nachman, that the svar of Rav is, because it has to be a choshev a suffix of ikfa isura. Now the Gemara says, Rav the Rav Nachman. So Rav has a question to Rav Nachman. Again it says, Rav Lezer Oimer Kvi Chayov Ma'achol B'Yoshem Toli. Somebody eats a Kvi, he's Chayiv and Yoshem Toli. Alechur, it's not Ikvi Sura. So Gemara says again, Rav Lezer Leboy Ikvi Yisuli Sura Nechnami. Rav Nachman only said according to Rav, not according to Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer does not need this Kvi Yisuli Sura. You do not have to have two Yisurim in front of you according to Rav Lezer. Eisvei, again, all these questions over again. Eisvei, it says, Sofik ben Testarishan, or ben Zan, the Akron of Sofik, who this kid was from the first husband or the second husband. So then is Yoitse, the case of Mitzvah Yibum, the kid now was Yoitse, but Vavlat Kosher, the Kiddush Kosher, Manashach, either the first father, the second father, Manashach, the Kiddush Kosher. But the parents now, the second husband and the mother, is Vachayovim Yoshim Tali. The Chayiv and Issa, Roshim Tali. I look here, there's only one Issa here. There's no Ik, it's not Ikri Sur, it's not Vadi Wazotha. So Moses says again, Echnami, Hamani Rab Lezi, it's also according to Rab Lezi, not according to Rav. Eisve, another question now on you, Rav Nachman. It says, Nimsa al Shaloi, the case where the man had to be with his wife. And right after the Bia, they checked themselves. So the man checks his Eva, wipes it off. And he finds in his Bidik al Shaloi, he finds Dam. So Tameim, they're both Tamei. V'chayov v'korban, he's chayiv v'korban, he's a chattis, he lived with a nida. Nimtzal shalo, let's say they found the dam on her bedika. So if she checks herself right after the tashmish, then Tameim, then for sure they're both Tamei. The pshat was she was Tamei from before the tashmish and the biyam, and the man became Tamei by living with his wife. V'chayov v'korban, and they're both chayiv v'korban chattis now for living with a nida. What's going to be Nimtzal Shalol Liyachas, unless she first checked herself a little bit later. So now, Tameim, Misofik, they're both Tameim Misofik, like maybe she was Tameim before, maybe the Dam first started to come out now after Tashmish. So the husband is only Tameim Misofik, Ovturim in Akorban, and he's part of the Korban Chatez, it's not a Vadi, he did the Issa. It could be she was not a need to be Shas Tashmish, the Dam first started to come after Tashmish. But for Tony Lover, learned that that Aloha, but they're both chayv and noshim toli. It's not ikfa yisura. It's not for sure vaday. There was a vaday chetz of yisura. Maybe at that time she was not anida. Ishtik smirkis says here that Reb Zera kept quiet, or Reb Nachman kept quiet. Lebos of the Norfolk, after he went out, is Omar. So Reb Nachman kept quiet because of the Rav's question. So Lebos of the Norfolk, after Rav left, Omar, they said like Rav Nachman, my time of Yamri lay, the Amani Rabbi Mehi, one answer goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Loi Boy, Kriusali Suri, you should have answered this. Like before we answered according to Rabbi Lezer, he should have said it goes according to Rabbi Meir. Kritzer Rat Rutzim, that Rabbi Meir holds, you did not have to have Kriusali Suri. The time you learn like this, Ha Shaychet Oshim Toli Bachutz. Somebody has this carbon Oshim Toli, somebody has a suffix whether it did the Chet or not. So he was mafresh, he set aside a Noshim Toli, and now somebody took it and made the Shechita Bachutz outside the Beis Hamikdash. It says, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Meir holds his Chayiv for Shechut Echutz. V'yichachom and Poitim, the Chom said, no, you potter for Shechut Echutz. So Rashi says, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Mishem Shechut Echutz, Alfa Gav, Dikul Meimo, Shem Luyoch HaChelev, maybe the first person did not eat the Chelev. V'yoshem Zev, son of Tzadi, did not eat Chelev, the Shoshem is only Chulunu. It still says Yechayiv. Why? Because you do not have to have a Kvius Liyisura. The Chomim Poitrim, Rashi says, to La Ikfei Sura, the Shemachulnu. So who right now it says here now that Ramei holds Yechayiv is Noshim Toli right now. Even though you do not have Ikfei Sura, Chom hold Yipoto. So who you see, according to Ramei, you do not have to have Kvius Liyisura. So that's one question, like, why didn't Rav Nachman answer back and say that the Yes Mikasha from this Mishnah about a Sofik Disben, or Yes Mikasha from Hilchas Nidor, why did you say it goes according to Rabbi Meir? The Gemara says another question. Secondly, also the Yamai Leimaled Reb Lezi. Why did Reb Nachman answer also back that this Kasha, this Mishnah about Nidor, is going according to Reb Lezi, like we answered other questions? So Gemara says, Hokamash Malon. The reason why he answered, he means to tell us like this: Hokamash Malon, that to Rabbi Meir b'shitas Reb Lezi Kamer Nachnami. This Reb Meir here that says that Yechai v'Korban Noshim Tolui, even though it's not Kvius L'Yisura, goes according to Reb Lezi Shita, to hold you don't have to have Kvius L'Yisura. So the kids said, Nechnami, the crazy thing was that after Rava left, now Rav Nachman like felt a little bit dead, how come he didn't answer back? That really Rav Nachman should answer back to Rav and said, it's not a kash in me, because this Mishnah Nida goes according to Rav Meir. I, the Gemara says, it could have said Reb Lezi Nechnami. He meant to teach us like that Rav Meir goes according to Reb Lezi Shita. So the kids said, there is a teretz on that, and Rav Nachman was only saying according to Rav, so it's not really Kasha against Rav, that against Rav Nachman, that according to Rav, you need to act a Kfiyus Alisurim, and that's why the Chachom Shita over here. And that Mishnah Nida goes according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Lezer, that they both hold you do not have to have the Ikva Isur. So the Gemara says, Ramai Lemle Rav Lezi, or Kamashman Rav Zer, meant to teach us, that's Rav Meir, Rav Nachman, to teach us that Rav Meir b'shitas Rav Lezer koma. Now the Gemara says, Rav b'barafura oma Rav. He says over the name of Rav that chatichov, you have one piece. Sofik shachelev, sofik shashum, you have a sofik, what it is. The yochlev, somebody eats it, enechnami, bonu lo machlekes Rav Lezer chachomim. So lo machlekes with yichayev noshim toli, according to Rav Lezer, yichayev, according to chachomim, yipotah. For the Gemara of Rav Lezer, according to Rav Lezer, shita, do you want to say, according to Michayev Noshim Toli, if so, ma'ira k'yochlo, why do you have to say the case is dafka because he ate the Yoshim Toli over here, because he ate the Sofer Chalev, afilo lo yochlo nami, even if he did not eat the Chalev, or the Sofer Chalev, also should be Chayev Noshim Toli. That's none we learned. Rav Lezer, I'm Rav Lezer, holds, we'll have the Gemara later, his shita is, Rav Lezer, I know, a person has the right to bring the Noshim Toli every single day, even only if a Suffolk, if he did the Yis, the Suffolk or not, you could bring the Noshim Toli. So if you want to say this Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer, what do you have to say because the person ate the Suffolk Chalev? That's why you have to bring the Noshim Toli, even if he did not eat it. Still you should bring it. So really the sheet asked a question, like what kind of question is this? The Chuhira Blazer just says, Misnad, the person can bring it if he wants to, but not that he has a chiv to bring the Yoshim Toli. And the Chuhira was saying that a person eats the Safi Chalev, so he has a chiv to bring the Yoshim Toli. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? That's good, Reb Lezer says, see, if a person eats a Safi Achaticha, we have a doubt whether it was a Chalev or a Shumin, so he has a chiv to bring the Yoshim Toli. And here, Reb Lezer just told that a person wants to every day, he can bring them, but not that he has a chiv to bring it. So therefore, the sheet learns Pshat and Reb Lezer. After Reb Lezer says before Yechayiv, not the Pshat Yechayiv Midiraisa. According to Reb Lezer, he also agrees that you have to have Shtei Chatichas Midiraisa. The Chiv is not there. And Reb Lezer just means to say if a person wants to bring it, he could bring it, and there'll be Mekabot from him. It just means if he wants to, he could bring it. So if that's the Pshat, then the Gemara is good. According to Reb Lezer, what do you say after say if a person wants to bring it, will Mekabot? Only because he ate his Safi Chaylev, even if he did not eat anything. Stam, if he wants to bring an Oshem Tol, he has the right to bring it. So what do we have to have the case that he ate it for? So my answer is, Om Ravashi, Rabbi Eliezer Aliba de Baba Ben Buta. He's going according to Baba Ben Buta Shita. It's not learned like this. Eloim Rimloi Hamtin Achitikonas Labayis. Labayis Safik. So Mitzvah will see the Gemara later, he's talking about there, that he also holds like Reb Lezer Shita, that really he could bring an Oshem Toli every day, he could be Misnad, the bringer for Nadava. Only Moitzoy Yom Kippur, the Locher is, that Yom Kippur itself, any Sofek Issa you have from before Yom Kippur, when it goes by Yom Kippur, it's Mechaper on you. So therefore, really, on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, the next day, you could not bring an Oshem Toli, because if you had a Chiv to bring it, Yom Kippur was Mechaper for you. So on the next day of Moitzoy Yom Kippur, that's this halacha, then the only time you could bring the Noshim Toli, if you ate this Safik, if you have a real Safik, then you could bring the Noshim Toli. So that's what the Blessed was saying now, the case is Ochal, where the person ate is Safik Chatichas, Chelev, or Shumin, that you could bring the Noshim Toli, that's talking about Moitzoy the next day of Yom Kippur right away, that's when you have to eat it. Then Echnami, the rest of the day, If you want, you can bring a Nashim Talui, even though you do not know for sure you did even a Sofer Kisa. Tell Rabban like this. What's going to be her lefon of Shtei Chatichas? First has in front of him two pieces. Achas shal shum vi achas shal chelev. Now boy, Yisrael, a Jew comes. V'yokhul has to return. He eats the first piece. Then boy, v'kechol v'yokhul has hashniya chayiv. According to everybody, v'chayiv the korban Hashem toli. Because at the time when the Jew ate it, it was achas mishtei chatichas, mozef shalavarish, ne'mitzvah, everything, ikfi surah. According to everybody, v'chayiv and Hashem toli. V'chein the same thing, kele v'chein or v'chein or the same thing, if a dog ate it at the second piece, or a raven came and took it. This way of Adi Yechayiv. What's going to be the opposite way though? Let's say what's going to be Bo'ev v'kechovim, a guy came first, v'yochol es rishon, he ate the first piece. And then Bo'ev Yisrael v'yochol es hashniya, then the Jew came and ate the second piece. So Potter, in this case, behold your Potter. According to Rav, Mashim will be Potter, we'll have to see why. But v'rebi Mechayiv, Rebbe Yozol, even this case also, Yechayiv. Rashi just says Potter here, because the lekka beis chatichas, the shas the Jew eats at the second piece, there's no two pieces around anymore. For Rabbi Mechayiv, Rashi learns tam the way boy pechdi, you do not have to have beis chatichas. What's going to be okal es harishayne b'shoygig? The person ate the first piece b'shoygig. The harshni b'meitid, when he ate the second piece, a new clove, what he was doing? Rashi showed you day is a suffix, we knew it was a suffix. So the locher is chayiv. Yechayiv and Noshim Toli for the first one. Because when you ate the first one, it was B'shoygig, and it was Achas Mishtei Chatichos, Yechayiv and Noshim Toli. What's going to be your Rishayna B'mezid? When you ate the first piece, you knew it was a Suffolk, and still you went to eat it. So for that, you put them a korban. For Yashni, then when you ate the second piece, B'shoygig, you forgot there was a Suffolk here, and you ate the second one. Slocher is Potter. Because by the second one, it's not anymore Achas Mishtei Chatichos, see a Potter for a korban Noshim Toli. But for Rebbe Mechayiv, Rebbe says, yes, Yechayiv and Noshim Toli. I remember just said before, Mashmi, you do not have to have Achas Mishtei Chatichos. So therefore, by eating the second one, B'shegeg, that alone is enough to be Mechayiv and Noshim Toli. What's going to be Orchal Shteim B'meit? Let's say you ate both pieces B'meit. You knew it was also a Sophocles and you ate both of them. So then, part of the Mechlum, everybody holds, you part of them everything. It was done B'meit, there's no Chiyiv and Noshim Toli. What's going to be Shteim B'shegeg? He ate both of them b'shoygig. Shneim chayovim. So shneim chayovim means there are two chayufim here. That's not me, if it's one person, I'm in Afkamin, or chur, it means two people here. That's shneim chayovim. Hashem yadol loy min adin. The second one is not really mikra adin, because after the first one, ate the first one, when the second one came to it, there's no two pieces there anymore. Ella just, shim atoy me poto. If you say the second one is poto, kovas asirishayna b'chatis. As if to say the second one did not eat the Yisra, so the first one ate the Yisra, so it'll be like a little stira, as if we're taking on to say the first one ate the Chalif, and the second one did not eat the Chalif. So if so, why is the first one bringing a Noshim Toli? It should be a little bit less like it should bring a Chatis. Therefore, in order to make it right that the first one only brings a Noshim Toli, we say really both of them have to bring a Noshim Toli. That's what this Brisa says. The question is now, Amani, who does Brisa go like? E Rebbe, if it goes according to Rebbe, min adin or min adinu, it's very good that they should be chayiv and noshim toli. According to Rebbe, you don't have to have shtei chatichos. So the first one is chayiv and the second one is chayiv. Mikra adin, they should both be chayiv and noshim toli. If they ate, one ate the first piece, one ate the second piece, b'shoygig. So it's called a safek isa, so rather they both should have ikar chayiv of a noshim toli. So why do we say the second one is lo min adin? It should be min adin or min adinu. E rabbonin, it goes according to rabbonin. The reason why we say the second one to bring Noshim Toli is in order not to call as if the first one did for sure the Issa. Like we're saying the first one ate the Chalif. So that really what is the owner bringing Noshim Toli is bringing a Chatis. So people shouldn't have kindness, not have questions. Why are you bringing Noshim Toli? Not a Chatis. That's why we tell the second one to bring Noshim Toli. So Mor says, how can we tell the second one to bring a chulm nazara? If mikra din, according to Rabbanan Shita, the second one is potter from a Noshim Toli. Because when the second one came to eat his piece, there was only one piece around. There was not two pieces there. So how can we tell the second one to bring a korban Noshim Toli? just to satisfy the first one, but the second one really is putter from the korban. So you bring in then chulun lazara to nisa to the avera. How can we tell somebody to do the avera to bring a korban when you really putter to bring a chulun lazara? So Gemara Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says like this. Omer Ravashi, I tell you real, this brisa goes to Rabbi Lezi, goes according to Rabbi Lezi. The yom that he holds,